Good morning. It's May 10th, and this is your daily brief in U.S. news. Here's everything you need to know. In a notable shift in U.S. foreign policy, President Biden has raised eyebrows globally by threatening to withhold certain weapons from Israel amid their ongoing offensive on the city of Rafah in the Gaza Strip. This move signals a significant pivot in the administration's approach towards the conflict, emphasizing a growing concern over civilian casualties. The background to this development includes a recent decision by the U.S. to withhold a delivery of bombs to Israel, directly linked to worries about the impact of military actions on civilians in the Gaza Strip. Despite these warnings, Israel has shown determination, continuing with preparations for an offensive on Rafah, even in the face of opposition from both the U.S. and Germany. The reaction to President Biden's stance has been polarized. Some see this as a necessary measure to apply pressure on Israel to reconsider its military strategy, while others criticize it as a concession to terrorist organizations, arguing it could embolden adversaries. However, it's crucial to note that the U.S.'s commitment to Israel's defense remains unchanged. The administration has made it clear that, despite the threat to withhold certain offensive weapons, it will continue to supply Israel with defensive systems, including the Iron Dome interceptors. This nuanced approach reflects an attempt to balance the imperative of Israel's security with concerns over the humanitarian situation in the Gaza Strip. As the situation unfolds, the international community watches closely. The tensions in the Gaza Strip, especially around Rafah, show no signs of abating, with both the potential for escalation and the hope for a diplomatic resolution hanging in the balance. The courtroom drama unfolds further as Stormy Daniels takes the stand in her hush money trial, providing detailed testimony about her alleged affair with former President Donald Trump back in 2006 and the subsequent agreement in 2016 to keep her silent during the presidential election. This trial has captured the nation's attention, not just for its high-profile defendant, but for the serious allegations and implications it carries. At the heart of the controversy is the claim that Trump's team paid Daniels to prevent her from disclosing their alleged affair, a move prosecutors argue was aimed at protecting Trump's image following the release of the Access Hollywood tape. This payment, they contend, led to Trump being charged with falsifying business records within the Trump Organization. The defense, on the other hand, is working hard to cast doubt on Daniels' credibility, labeling her a liar and an extortionist, and has even pushed for a rapid decision from an appeals court concerning a gag order. Amidst these legal skirmishes, the trial has seen its share of courtroom drama. A request for a mistrial by Trump's lawyers was outright rejected by the judge, who also issued a stern warning to Trump about cursing during Daniels' testimony, highlighting the seriousness with which the court views the potential for witness intimidation. As the prosecution gears up to present its final witnesses, including Trump's former lawyer Michael Cohen, all eyes are on the courtroom. The trial is not just a legal battle but a pivotal moment that could have significant implications for all involved. With the trial ongoing and updates anticipated, the nation watches closely as this unprecedented legal saga continues to unfold. In a tragic case of mistaken identity, 23-year-old U.S. Air Force senior airman Roger Fortson lost his life at his own Florida apartment, highlighting the perils of law enforcement errors. This incident, involving deputies who entered the wrong residence and fatally shot Fortson, has sparked widespread concern and calls for accountability. Roger Fortson, a black service member stationed at Hurlburt Field since 2019, was at home when deputies, acting on an unspecified directive, burst into his apartment instead of the intended target. Fortson, who was armed with a legally owned gun, was shot 6 times by the deputies and succumbed to his injuries at a local hospital. The deputy involved in the shooting has since been placed on administrative leave as the Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office, along with the Florida Department of Law Enforcement and the local state attorney's office, conducts an investigation into the fatal incident. The case has drawn the attention of civil rights attorney Ben Crump, who has been hired by Fortson's family to represent them. Crump is demanding the immediate release of body cam footage from the deputies involved and is calling for transparency in the investigation. The sheriff's office's initial claim that the deputy acted in self-defense has been met with skepticism, especially since they have not confirmed the deputy's error in entering the wrong apartment. This incident not only casts a shadow over the practices of law enforcement, but also raises questions about the safety and rights of individuals in their own homes. The family, along with their attorney, plans to hold a news conference to further address the situation and seek justice for Fortson, whose service and character were previously unblemished by any criminal record. The case echoes other tragic instances where police actions have resulted in unnecessary loss of life, underscoring the urgent need for reform and greater accountability in law enforcement protocols. As the battle against COVID-19 continues, the CDC has spotted a new adversary on the horizon, a highly transmissible family of variants known as FLIRT, with particular strains KP.2 and KP.1.1 gaining traction, especially in Chicago. This development suggests the pandemic's landscape is still evolving, with new challenges ahead. Originating from the JN.1 strain, the FLIRT variants have undergone mutations in the spike protein, potentially setting the stage for a summer wave of infections. This evolution underscores the virus's capacity for change and the ongoing risk it poses to public health. Despite this concerning development, there's a silver lining. COVID hospitalizations and deaths are currently on a downward trend in Chicago and across the nation, offering a glimmer of hope amidst the uncertainty. However, the emergence of these variants coincides with less than ideal vaccination rates, particularly among older individuals. Health officials and virologists are sounding the alarm, urging the public to receive vaccinations. The CDC's recommendation for Americans 65 and older to get an updated vaccine highlights the critical need for continued vigilance and adaptation in our public health strategies. The symptoms of the FLIRT variants, including fever, cough, sore throat, and respiratory issues, mirror those of earlier COVID-19 strains, reminding us of the virus's persistent threat. As we face these new variants, staying informed and adhering to public health recommendations is paramount in protecting ourselves and our communities. A swath of severe weather, including reported tornadoes, has left a trail of destruction across the central and southern United States, bringing the harsh reality of nature's fury into sharp focus. From Alabama to South Carolina, communities are grappling with the aftermath of storms that have claimed lives, injured many, and left behind a landscape of damaged homes and infrastructure. The storms have been particularly brutal, with at least 4 people confirmed dead and more than a dozen injured. States like Tennessee have been hit hard, with a confirmed tornado in Maury County causing 1 death and several injuries. The impact extends to Ohio, where homes and buildings in Auglaize and Mercer counties suffered damage following a reported tornado touchdown. Despite the widespread damage in these areas, there have fortunately been no injuries reported in Ohio. The severity of the situation prompted states of emergency declarations in North Carolina and in Michigan, where Governor Gretchen Whitmer has allocated $45 million to aid storm-damaged communities. This financial assistance is a critical part of the recovery efforts for the affected areas. The National Weather Service has played a key role in monitoring the storms, confirming an EF2 tornado with winds reaching 135 miles per hour. Their ongoing advisories emphasize the importance of having a safety plan in place as the threat of severe weather continues. Meanwhile, the Red Cross has stepped in to provide shelter for those displaced by the storms, ensuring that the immediate needs of affected residents are met. For those seeking the latest updates on this ongoing severe weather event, Weather Nation TV's website is a valuable resource. It offers timely information on the progression of the storms and the efforts underway to aid those affected. This has been your daily brief in U.S. news. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. We'll be back Monday with everything you need to know.